here's why you should care about what Donna Bushi says. She told me she's the manager for environmental and nuclear safety at Hanford's waste treatment plant.
You're it. You're where the safety buck stops.
I'm where the nuclear safety buck stops. That is correct.
And Bushi wants a well-working plant.
I believe the waste treatment plant is needed. We need to get the waste out of the tanks. We have to, right? They're in a degraded state. They're long past their life cycle.
What that means is that those tanks near the Columbia River are in danger of leaking more radioactive sludge into the ground, or worse, one could rupture. The waste treatment plant is a massive complex of buildings, all meant to separate, mix, and ready that radioactive sludge before it's turned into glass logs for long-term storage. But here's the thing. Bushi says there are serious engineering problems with that process that haven't been figured out yet. And the longer those sticky issues go unsolved, the more expensive it will be to fix them.
We continue to build it even with these big, huge, lingering issues like, is criticality safety a concern? Do I have fire protection programs that will actually make sure my systems perform as they're intended? Do I have a control strategy to make sure my pipes don't blow up from a hydrogen explosion? Those are big issues, right? And there's even good people working on that, but not a lot of people willing to stand up and say, no, time out, we don't have enough information.
Here are some of Bushi's main concerns. Hanford engineers have recently revised their estimates for how much plutonium is in the nuclear site's sludge. Listen to these numbers. Hanford engineers used to think they had 10 kilograms of plutonium in the tanks. They now believe they've got between 30 and 130 kilograms. Let's put that in perspective. The nuclear bomb at Nagasaki had about 6 kilograms of plutonium. In the worst-case scenario, Bushi says Hanford could have 13 times more plutonium than previously thought.
Since day one of the project, many years before I got here, the project has designed the plant assuming criticality was incredible, which means it would never happen, never.
A criticality is when radioactive atoms release a burst of energy.
So this new information that we have received, okay, that was prepared by a lot of very smart people looking through old records, has given us new information where criticality could be probable in the plant. And that we don't know what the design solutions are, but they could be significant to the plant.
Here's another of Bushi's concerns, that radioactive sludge can create hydrogen gas. If it builds up in a closed space, it can blow up. And Bushi worries the plant's complex system of pipes isn't robust enough to withstand hydrogen explosions. And once the plant starts working, it's not like you can go in and fix those pipes.
You have to remember, in this plant, we're building vessels in black cells, which means that once we shut that door, we're never going back in there.
The plant's black cells are where the waste is pretreated and processed, and they will be so radioactively hot that they're impossible to enter. Imagine fixing a leaky kitchen sink without opening the kitchen cabinets. Bushi raised her concerns to her supervisors and to their supervisors. She even testified at a major two-day hearing of the National Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board in 2010. During her testimony to the board, she gave different answers than top-level officials with the Department of Energy and contractors Bechtel National and URS. Afterward, she said her managers asked her to change her answers. Bushi said no. She says she was
raised by a very good mother that said, just don't lie, because once you tell your first one, it's real hard to, they just continue to grow.
In her formal complaint, she tells this other story. In June of 2010, she was at a manager's meeting with an engineer who went on to become a high-profile Hanford whistleblower. Walt Tamositis laid out about a 50-item list of technical concerns with the plant. Before he did, he asked another manager if he could have some of the fresh cherries she had brought. She said, sure, maybe you'll choke on them. Afterward, a top manager with the contractor Bechtel National told Bushi she didn't have to look into Tamositis' list of worries. She says her response was that, in fact, she's obligated to look at those concerns. You don't need to do it, her boss told her, according to the testimony. I have to do it, Bushi said before leaving his office. Bushi says she just wants an environment where she can do her job. But lately, it's become uncomfortable at work.
I'm not invited to the meeting because they don't like my answer, or I'm not invited to the meeting because they're uncomfortable with my physical presence. Okay. So yeah, it is difficult. And you find out very quickly who your friends are not.
Bushi is 48 and her career is on the line.
I saw no other choice for myself. I got to look at me in the mirror.
The Department of Energy said in a written statement that the agency has, quote, been clear that it will not tolerate any retaliation for workers raising safety or technical concerns. Bushi's company, URS, declined to comment because of pending litigation. And Todd Nelson with contractor Bechtel National says, we have a process where employees can raise issues and they are formally captured, and she has confirmed that all the issues that she has raised are well documented and are being worked by the project. Donna Bushi has a whistleblower retaliation case against Bechtel and URS. It's now being investigated by the Federal Department of Labor. There's another detail about Bushi's experience that we haven't talked about. It has little to do with nuclear safety. She also alleges a direct manager at contractor URS subjected her to sexual harassment and discrimination. That claim is also part of the complaint with the Department of Labor. I'm Anna King in Richland.